This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. It's Morning Devotions. One of the great movies that came out of 1981 was Chariots of Fire. Did you see that? It seemed such a long time ago. Wonderful story of commitment and devotion, integrity and sacrifice. Moviegoers also thought it was a pretty good movie. At the time, it received numerous awards, the sort of movie you don't forget. Chariots of Fire, it was all about two men that you might recall, Eric Liddell and Harold Abrahams. And both these young men were keen athletes competing for their country back in the 1924 Paris Olympics. Now, the big difference was that Eric Liddell was a strict Christian who refused to run on Sunday, went against his religious belief. Now, he was respected for that. Many couldn't understand why he wouldn't run on Sundays. But he won gold for the 400-metre race, and he said famously he felt God's presence when he ran, and he became a hero for his Scottish homeland. He was born in Scotland to missionary parents. This wonderful movie has strong patriotic and spiritual themes. If you haven't seen it, get a copy somewhere and have a look at it. Later on, he became a teacher and missionary in China and placed in a prisoner of war camp by the Japanese in 1943. He lived a selfless life, giving himself to help his fellow inmates until his death, untimely death, actually at age 43. But here was something that I didn't know until recently. Eric Liddell did have a chance to actually leave the camp when Winston Churchill personally intervened in a prisoner exchange program. He had the opportunity to leave, but he refused to do so, and he allowed a pregnant woman to go in his place. This was just typical of the man's courage and his unselfish attitude. He wanted to live in that prison camp just as Jesus did. He sacrificed himself for another person. It's a wonderful theme. You know, the terrible years of 1941 to 1944, which was about the same period, saw the death of 1 million people living in Leningrad during the siege. And if you look in the history, you'll see that these people starved to death. There was no food, no heating. The water pipes froze and broke, and so the residents just didn't have any drinking water. And the Germans bombarded that city with the artillery attacks. But what is generally not known is that 12 scientists guarded the seed bank and food that was being protected. And these 12 scientists starved themselves to death, ensuring that future generations of Russians would be able to eat. Well, in more recent times, there have been stories, remarkable stories of bravery. For example, in 1982, on January 13, Air Florida Flight 90 smashed into the frozen river in Washington after a heavy snowstorm. This terrible aircraft accident, 78 passengers died. And 20 minutes after the plane went into this icy river, a helicopter arrived to rescue the survivors. And after getting one man to safety, the helicopter threw a life ring to Arnold Williams, that was his name, one of the passengers in this freezing river. But Arlen gave the ring, this life ring, to the next passenger, to him. And he kept on doing that, one after the other, choosing to allow others to be taken up into the safety of the helicopter, until he was so exhausted he died himself, a real hero. He used his last ounce of strength to save a complete stranger. This is the remarkable theme, self-sacrifice. It's the sacrifice of one's own interests for the sake of another person. Actually, sacrificing your life for somebody else is probably the most noble thing, that you can do for anyone. Francis of Assisi said, "Above all the grace and the gifts that Christ gives to his beloved is that of overcoming yourself." And that's the key, isn't it? Overcoming yourself to let another live. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you." Well, Heavenly Father, thank you that you allowed Jesus to come as our sacrifice, that Jesus thought nothing of it, of giving his life for me by dying on the cross. Thank you for the true sacrifice for those people in our world who've given up their life for somebody else. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.